Machinists at the Boeing Company's production plant in Washington State will vote tomorrow for a second time on a proposed contract to build what promises to be a lucrative new aircraft, the 777X, the latest version of the aircraft preferred by airlines for long-haul flights. Boeing has promised that workers in Washington will build this plane if they give up part of their pension and health benefits. In November, after workers said no to their first look at an 8-year contract extension, Boeing began soliciting bids from 22 other states hoping to lure the 777X production to their backyards. And for many Boeing machinists, the battle to win the 777X production contract is personal and generational. Boeing runs in their blood. Carolyn Adolph of Here and Now contributing station KUOW talks to a 2-generation Boeing family about the choice ahead.
Okay. Put your hand on the table like I showed you here, okay? And then hit the ball slow, real easy, like nice and slow.
We're standing around the pool table in a well-kept suburban home, the gathering ground for a family with deep ties to Boeing.
Okay, now hit it.
Around that table,
My husband, my father-in-law, and all 3 kids.
This is Andrea Simmons. She's the link that ties together this multi-generational Boeing family. Her grandfather was a 747 pilot. Now Odin, her husband, builds the 747. He's a machinist, like his father Don before him.
Guess what we're playing? Balls.
We're doing a lesson 101 on pool here.
That's Don Simmons. He joined Boeing after a military career. As a young single father, he raised 4 children and supported his ex-wife, all on a machinist salary and a lot of overtime. He left Boeing after his knees were crushed in an accident on the shop floor. Still, he supported his son Odin's decision to go to Boeing after Odin's work in construction dried up.
And it's a place to be able to fly high as you can if you are let and trained and assisted on the way. But I had to tell him, it's a great career place if you can make it past the first 3 layoffs.
After 3 years, Odin is still there. Now his work includes attaching the 747's tail fin to its fuselage. He stands up to his chest in the hole in the roof of the plane.
And it's my job from the internal side of the airplane to make sure that everything's lined up before they finally drop the vertical fin onto the airplane. With a hole just large enough for your shoulders to fit into, and you're counting on that crane operator to be dead center.
Odin makes $20 an hour. It's not much money with 3 children to support. It's Andrea's job at a nonprofit that covers the mortgage on their home east of the Boeing factory. If all goes well, Odin will top out in a few years at $35 an hour, about $73,000 a year before overtime. The Boeing package has always meant a safety net for the family, a guaranteed pension, low-cost health insurance. Leon Grunberg is a sociology professor at the University of Puget Sound and co-author of a book on Boeing's relationship with its workers.
Boeing's wages, when you get to the top of the wage scale, the benefits they have, is one of the few remaining companies that is offering a middle-class lifestyle for a blue-collar worker who doesn't have a college education.
But that's been under attack for years, and with the 777X contract proposal, Odin says the sense of insecurity is growing.
The whole first proposal was a slap in the face. It was a statement of, well, we don't really think we should have to pay you guys what you're getting paid. We want to raise your health care premiums to where, for my family and my situation, I would have been paying an additional $400 a month.
I don't have an extra $400 a month in my budget. Who has that?
Boeing and the machinists already have a contract. The extension the company wants workers to sign would reduce employee benefits in exchange for the 777X production line. Andrea says she doesn't want to make that trade.
Why would a family do that? I mean, that's one of the only reasons that working for Boeing is worth it.
Boeing says these cuts are necessary to preserve the company's future in a competitive global market. Leon Grunberg says unions like the machinists know they're among the last to have benefits like pensions. He says they don't want to see those benefits disappear altogether.
It's really one of the last defensive, quixotic battles to defend the middle class for the blue-collar worker.
Oops.
It's also a battle for the future of this family's work, in this generation and beyond. Andrea says her young son has a fascination for airplanes. She's open to a future for him at Boeing, if it is still there. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Adolph.
And staying for a second with planes, airlines canceled over 1,000 flights this morning alone because of the huge snowstorm that's going to hit between Boston and New York particularly hard. Here's meteorologist Tim Niziol.
It'll be snowing throughout the entire night.
Yeah, wow.
And still during that rush hour tomorrow.
Oh, joy. You're listening to Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.